Here's why I don't think you have something to worry about. There's never going to be somebody with the charisma of Donald Trump to pull this off again. Like, whatever you want to say about Donald Trump, he does have a certain
charisma.
That's
what I'm wondering if it dies with him.
And he has a certain understanding of what plays towards his base and a certain understanding of what plays towards a group of people who feel that they have been underrepresented. And I don't know if you're ever going to see that again.
That's. I'm wondering if this is the end of the Republican Party, as we know.
Whether you think it might be. Whether you think Donald Trump is a good president or a bad president, I don't know where you guys land on that.
No, I don't disagree with your.
There's something he does that just gets people going, and I just don't think you're ever gonna. That's why I solidly think Donald Trump is gonna win this election, unless something ridiculous happens.
I don't know. This
after all of this, like the worm, I think has turned.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
There's
a lot of people who agree with the use of the military. Like there's a good portion of people. You got to remember that the vast majority of this country is still people over 30 who are not down with just general rioting and looting. There's a lot of people who are going to see this as a move to restore order. If it doesn't blow up in his face, if it happens,
he's at 40% from this.
40, which is not
bad. I mean, it's not.
What's
good.
His overall approval?
He's underwater. I want to say he's underwater 18 points.
So the proof, so he's actually got a higher approval rating for using the military than he does overall?
No. They're basically, I don't know his military approval. I just know his.
I mean, for this specific.
I don't know that off the top of my head. I don't know if there's been polling done on that yet. I just know the latest approval was released today.
I don't want to say anything without referencing it, but
I saw
something that suggested there was a somewhere around 50% approval for.
So the high there's a higher approval rating for the military use
than overall for his approval rating. Yeah, that I think is telling. But again, my point was, if it was anybody else running, I don't think that I wouldn't be saying, "Oh, Donald Trump's going to win." And the next election after that, I don't think a Republican is a shoe-in at that point just because they're a Republican. Yeah. It's not Donald Trump.
Well, I mean,
Donald Trump has that certain it factor.
The thing is, they're going to lose the popular again. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
The question is whether they can win in swing states. And I don't think, I honestly, until the Republican Party reforms, I don't think you see a Republican president win the popular vote unless you get a serious moderate.
I don't know. Yeah, not Donald Trump.
You need like a I could see Mitt Romney running in 2024.
Yeah. I could see a moderate Republican running and being successful if they were like you remember all that shit Donald Trump did? Well, I like a lot of it, but I'm a more reasonable person.
That's the reasonable Republican, Mitt Romney.
That's what he's going to. He's definitely going to run as that. Yeah.
I got you. That's a good move. You need one.
The question is then, does that, I mean, this is all like ball game 4 years out, but does that,
who knows what'll be happening in the world at that point,
running is the
will we have an election, will there be a country?
Does it like does it backfire? This is his impeachment vote, which does that backfire on Trump's base who don't come out for him, or does that buy him the moderates who would swing Democrat this election? Will they swing back Republican next election? It'll be interesting.
Here's the thing. A law and order president is exactly what plays into the Republican base. Because
he's governing his base, dude.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know if I entirely fault him for that, but there's a certain something when you're the guy who says, listen, I mean, people are scared right now. I don't think there's any... Mm-hmm. Debate about that. When you're the guy who's saying, listen, I'm gonna restore order, there is a certain appeal to that, especially to Republicans who are a more
hierarchical.
I don't know if hierarchical is even the right word. Have you guys heard of a DISC profile? Yeah, you guys know what Myers-Briggs is, the personality types, or it's like the four letters. DISC is a different but complementary way of evaluating people's tendencies. So, like your D is your outgoingness and your need for like results and your bottom line-ness. Mm-hmm. Your I is your interpersonality. That's how much you're like how you relate to mm-hmm. people. Do you get people? Do you maintain relationships well? Your S is your stability factor. Why, like, how much do you value stability and just nothing? Like, I don't like surprises. Mm-hmm. Your C is your attention to detail and your like precision, basically. And all these factors together kind of, but it's a thing we use when we're evaluating who to put in like different mm-hmm. roles for work. And people with a high S, high stability rating, tend to fall more on the conservative side of the spectrum.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They don't like change.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when you have somebody who's like, listen, guys, I got it. I know things are crazy right now, but I'm going to handle it. There is a certain a fairly large segment of the population, whether it's the majority or not, I don't know, but that are going to support that. Yeah. So I don't think he's losing as much support during this as
I don't think his problem think is losing support in Republicans. I think what might the and I was talking to this with Brand or talking about this with Brandon. I think what might bite him in the ass is voters like me who said who were gonna say, all right, and because I'm seeing a lot on the left right now and that are like, okay, it's time to we're voting Biden. And I think he miscalculated. There was probably probably as of the last polling, there was a 30% chunk solidly said they are not voting for Joe Biden of Bernie Sanders supporters. There was another 20 to 30% who said they might not vote for him. And then there was 30% who said for sure. So that chunk, which was going to sit out the election and would have won in the election, is now energized. And I don't know. Maybe it's not a miscalculation. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
Oh, we'll see. Oh, there's a lot of time still between now and November. Yes. So anything could happen.
Anything could happen, guys.
Yeah. As we've learned in the past 6 months, anything can happen. Yeah. Literally. Apes could take over the world, and we could be living in a whole topsy-turvy, upside-down society. So if you were here last week, you're probably wondering what happened to those apes, and we're here to tell you. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
All right. Ooh, rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't have a script.
I mean, I could always be louder. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, more Planet of the Apes.
Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
Right.
And Dawn of the Planet of the
Dawn
Apes.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, yes. The last movie in the original series compared with the middle part of the trilogy.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Guys?
God, the budget was so low by the time they got to the fifth one.
So shoestring.
Don't get me wrong. I still enjoyed it.
Those costumes were melting by the fifth.
Like, yeah, they really were.
It was just like,
it wasn't the radiation.
It was
the makeup department.
Like,
and I love how there's like this giant battle for this one field in Southern California, much like the one plaza in the movie before. Yep. They only have like this one location, which is like a couple football fields, and they build a little tiny camp on one side of it. That's where most of the movie takes place. Like, I felt bad because I thought I still enjoyed the characters. I thought it was pretty compelling. Movie, yeah. But again, it felt like an episode of a TV show or a TV movie. Like, it just the budget wise and the length of like how long you get to know the characters. You don't really get to know everybody too well, except
you know Caesar, who's Caesar, the guy you know,
and that's it.
And you think you know McDonald's brother because he's a stand-in for McDonald's. You caught that, right?
Oh,
when he was
God,
like,
was, yeah,
where my
yeah,
brother was yeah, assistant to yeah, the governor. Yeah. So it's like, you start the movie and you go,
like, you can't
is
bring,
that McDonald?
You can't carry him over. Just
is
by saying
he wearing
it's his brother.
A lot of makeup?
Yeah,
what's happening? I guess they couldn't get the original guy back for the next film.
Yeah.
So they were just like, we'll make it his brother, who looks a lot like him.
And knows
not
everything
quite.
About him.
Yes. It was effectively him.
We won't have to rewrite.
He read his whole journal before his brother died.
Yeah, it was a little weak.
So those are the characters you kind of know.
Yeah.
And I feel like Virgil is meant to be...
Oh, yeah. I like Virgil. That's Paul Williams.
I like Virgil,
fucking
too.
Little
yes.
tiny Paul Williams.
Yes.
Rainbow Connection, Mr. Penguin.
Very
Penguin
relatable character yeah. from mm-hmm. just knowing them in this movie, which does not do a good job of kind of introducing you to characters.
Also, John Huston was the lawgiver at the beginning and the end of the movie.
Yes!
John Huston's a
for, you
very
can tell from
famous.
His voice.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is why like, they couldn't get him for the whole movie, I imagine.
Mr. Gitz, I'm like, oh, shit, were we in Chinatown? Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's that was it. I was like, is he going to be in the whole movie? Sadly, no. He's just
no.
he bookends it. But
no.
But you got Paul Williams, you got Roddy McDowall still, and everybody else.
I have a question,
please,
about both of these movies.
All right.
Okay,
and it bugged me in both of these.
Jay,
movies.
They're apes. They're not
apes.
Monkeys.
They're not.
First of all, Fuck off.
When you call an audible, it's maybe.
You like that in the text message?
I did. Jay texted Brandon the explanation of an audible
you
before calling
one. You could
have
said change of plans and I would have understood. You didn't fucking patronize me.
But now you know lingo.
I do. We're teaching you. I do.
It's just, to me, a little unrealistic.
What? Which part?
The battles in both. It's like the humans have these giant fucking weapons. Mm-mm. And the apes don't.
And
it just seems to me like
it's
like they come in battle with a howitzer.
Yeah, they do.
They literally come in with a howitzer.
And the apes take control of it, don't they?
Well, first of all,
which movie are we talking about?
Which first one?
First one.
Oh, okay.
They wheel the howitzer like all the way up so the apes can take control. I have questions on their tactics because they wheel it all the way up and the apes who are playing dead and like all get up and take control of it. But it's like, you have a howitzer and you're just trying to kill him. Why would you not just stay back and shoot at him with the fucking howitzer?
To conserve precious ammunition in the apocalypse.
It's post-apocalyptia. Yeah.
I don't know. Plot convenience, Jay. I think it's the same thing
in the remake.
It's thematic, Jay. It's thematic. And it is the same thing.
Because all the humans have guns.
Yes.
And all the apes don't. And they charge at them with the guns.
He says it. Cornelius tells you it with his voice and his face. He says, fight like apes.
Yes.
It's a thematic.
It is a theme.
they're like, oh, the humans, they don't understand the ape ways.
Not for nothing. Like, that's the twist of the movie.
Yes.
Like, that's as far low
the
as we've come.
The twists get weaker
they
as
get
the series
so
goes.
Much weaker. It's so true.
Turns out the twist is if you
fight
apes.
Fight like a monkey. Yeah, okay.
Ape friend.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm just about as Jay. Just about as Jay.
Start a riot? thank you. Both movies have this thematic thing where at the end they have to fight, including the Caesar and what was the bad monkey's name? Bad ape's name?
Kodo?
Koba? Caesar and Koba. Koba's got the gun and Caesar kind of looks him up and down and he's like, we're going to do this like apes? And mm-hmm. Koba throws the gun away to handle it like men. I mean, apes.
Wait, they're the same thing?
And I did like the end of, I liked how they tied the ends of both, like Caesar kills Koba in the end.
Yeah.
You know, ape. And he lets him go, and he drops him.
I like that a lot.
And in the first one, it's same thing. It's,
yes, you're right.
He drops him. It's the same. Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't drop him, right? The branch cracks.
Yeah. But he also
he was chasing him up the tree, and he chases him out onto the limb, and the branch cracks.
Oh,
so
okay.
Caesar, Cornelius.
Caesar.
No, Caesar, who's also the actor who plays Cornelius.
Yeah.
But I said Cornelius before, too. It's so Caesar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Caesar doesn't actually kill anybody.
I guess you're right, yeah.
Yeah. Which is also another message, different, but also thematic for the movie. But I was surprised at how much overlap
I was too
between these movies. We did that accidentally, guys. I mean, we tried, but it worked out nicely. So you're welcome.
I'm gonna take credit for that because I was like, let's watch it.
It was
all order.
Yeah. It was Brandon mapped this out. For sure.
That's the job.
Even though I don't like that we have a random one movie that we're going to watch next week.
Doesn't listen to the podcast, but he's putting in work.
I put the work in behind the scenes, man.
That's right. That is right.
Do the research.
Don't ever let Jay and I forget it.
Because we will.
Jay, we're going to forget it.
Like in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Secret Alliance.
But no, there was
a Secret Alliance.
Every time. So I don't play strategy games. Ever. Never play strategy games.
It's because you just lose every time.
I think things go great, and then a fucking nuke comes up my ass. it looks like they were colluding the whole time.
It's your own fault. You shouldn't be so ripe for Secret Alliances.
You're too trusting.
Thought I had friends.
And I did. I liked in the beginning, and in both, they did it again. In both, they had the the human is teaching, and then he says no to the fucking
Aldo. Which did you notice the name?
Mm-hmm. Aldo and Co.
That was the name given in the third movie.
Yes, for the first ape who said no.
When Cornelius was explaining the history of the Planet of the Apes to the humans, he said, and that first ape to say no was Aldo.
Yeah,
they basically forgot about that in the fourth movie, so they wrote this character as
named
Aldo
Caesar
in the fifth movie,
and then they put in Aldo. Mm-hmm. But that's. That's the thing. Okay, so it all makes sense, guys. Stay with me. Jay, you said last week you were curious to see where the original series was going to go because the last movie ended on such a down note, but then they rewrote it to end on like a not so down note. And how are you going to redeem that? You've already made everybody hate humanity and root for the apes who are going to overthrow, civilization. where do you go from there? And where you go is, at the end, they're all happily living together. And you have a redemption story for both man and ape. Man is like, hey, listen, we will fit into your society, but not as slaves. And apes are like, hey, listen, we're still going to be fucking apes and be proud of it, but we're gonna live as equals. And then you have the lawgiver scene later where all the apes. So it's not an around.
You're right,
Brandon.
But like,
damn it,
don't. So how do they get from that? Unless I have my timeline mixed up, right? They get from the ending of five is that they all live happily ever after together, and you know the statue it cries like a tear at the end.
That was weird and unnecessary, but
but
right, that was
totally out of left field. You're like, oh, we have supernatural crying statues now. Yeah. I was up to it with the mutants, but this too.
It reminded me of the commercial with the Native American who sheds a single tear when the trash gets out of the car.
Yeah,
but is that taking place after the first movie?
It could, and that's where I put it in.
The first movie never occurred.
Oh.
Now, yes, but I'm with Jay. You can slot it in there after you could slot it in after.
No, you can't, though, because the world's still in.
Oh, yeah, they blew it up.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
there's no
right,
time for that
they
to
blew
happen.
It up the second time.
Plus, if you look at the time, I think it tells you it's like 25-something.
Yeah.
And it was roughly 1,000 years in the original, so it was like
29-70-something.
Yeah.
39-70.
Something like that. So it was 2,000 years, whatever it was. It was way longer.
Yeah.
So, or maybe there's still time for that society
that's what I was
to
wondering.
Fall apart, mm-hmm. and then we get the first movie yet in the future. I don't know.
It still could fit.
Maybe that's why Caesar's crying, because he knows. He knows it's
it
all going to fall apart.
It wasn't unnecessary, even though it totally still was.
It all makes sense, guys. These are a masterpiece. I revamp everything
I
ever said
I
about
still maintain
them.
That they are, you know, cyclical. That's the word.
Around.
Yes.
They go around.
Uh-huh, they do.
They do.
But you do have to kind of fudge it and be like, oh, yeah, that could take
the whole
place
thing
later.
Requires a little bit of fudging.
I had not seen this one, so I didn't know that it ended on the everybody's happy together note.
It's
so.
The most optimistic of all the Planet
absolutely.
Of the Apes movies.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it absolutely is.
One of them, the world explodes.
that was might have been my favorite moment. It's just like, all right.
Everybody dies.
Cool.
Yep.
Oh, that's how the apes die. Like, fucking.
That world is now dead.
Yep.
It was stupid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I kind of liked the fifth one, even though it was like
it's funny. It's
so bad it's good.
It is.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I did not think you guys would like this one out of all of them.
Again, it suffers from the budget and the fact that it was the fifth movie in a cheaply made series at this point. But it still tells a tale, and it still tells the tale of Caesar as the king. Ish of a little tiny group of people, you know what I mean.
Here's the thing that really I think does it is the villains are not as serious. No one threatens to geld anybody.
No,
nobody.
They're
is
just
like,
a bunch
hey,
of angry mutants run by that angry guy from the movie before,
and he's not even that angry.
No,
he keeps just saying they're bored.
Yeah.
It's which is stark contrast to the remake. There was it Rise Dawn
Dawn. Yeah.
It is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. They're like desperate, mm-hmm. the humans. They need the power from the generator from the dam to survive. And and you relate to them more because of that. But they're also not the villains.
Mm-hmm.
But in the original, you have this group of people, and they're just kind of like they're not having trouble surviving. You don't get any sense that they're suffering in any way.
Guy was like, we don't have to go
like
after them.
Living underground.
Yeah, they're just kind of bored with all that. They're like, I wish we could live in the sunshine. It's kind of lame down here. They say it a number of times, and it's both it like disarms them to the point where you're just kind of like, oh, this is
a serious threat.
It's kind of a fun romp. It's like A-team combat. Where they shoot guns near everybody and nobody dies.
Yes. It's low stakes. It's very low stakes.
Thank you. Yeah. Low mm-hmm. stakes. It perfect. Is. Way to succinctify what I was just trying to say. Thank you, Brandon.
No problem.
You're so good at that.
I know.
Awesome.
That's what it was. It was just, the threat was minimal. That's to me why I felt like a TV show, like an episode of Planet of the Apes, which also is a TV show.
They did a cartoon and a live action.
They did a cartoon too?
Yeah.
Was it fucking the same guys that did Star Trek?
I don't know.
It was.
I looked it up and I was like,
Filmation? Yeah. I bet it's Filmation.
I'll bet it would be.
The
style looked similar from the stills I saw.
Oh, it's totally Filmation.
Yeah.
So the thing I still have a problem, I don't know, this is me nitpicking.
Jay, why would you have a problem? I don't know, everything was tied up so nicely by
these movies are made so tightly that with no plot holes.
The Round.
I want to know what's like, because, and it was the same thing last time, we got a view of it in one city, and this is again in one city.
That was my problem last time.
And
same thing.
And
this time it's a group of like 12 people.
Last city.
And in the new movie, it's also just one area. Like, are those the last humans?
This is the only one that matters. There's so few. In the first one, I think it's the last city. Like, this is the last civilization of human beings. And this is Ape City, the Ape City we know from the original, which, as far as we know, is the only ape settlement. Right. We have to assume other things are going on around the planet, but let's be real, we don't care about those things. So
the movie doesn't have the budget to care about those
things. Exactly.
And that's what it is with all these movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the new one, I got the idea that humanity is pretty much wiped out because of that the intro where it's and the outro of
the previous
where it's like, okay, this virus is going to spread around and just like fucking kill people. So I could get more, maybe that is the last city, but still, like, I just want to know what's, especially I can see an excuse for it in the 70s and any movie in the 70s, you got to forgive stuff like that, but there's no reason to leave a plot thread like that. It's just such an obvious world-building device that it angered me that they missed it or they just chose not to do it because, like, of course, when you're doing something like this, you want to know what's going on in the rest of the world. That's just kind of...
I think... I have not seen the next one, but I know a bit about it, and I think that is...
Don't you dare.
Part of it.
Okay. Don't you dare.
I didn't say anything.
It's not really a spoiler, though, because they do communicate like with somebody in
this
They
movie. Leave it open-ended with, the military's on the way. You don't actually know if they are, but you're led to believe
And,
they
like,
are.
If the military exists, like, okay.
Well, the military...
They said a military base.
There's always... Jay, this is standard post-apocalyptic canon. There's always some segment of the military that still exists, some corporal or colonel.
Yeah, that's the enclave. They're coming.
Right, exactly. They were held together at a base, and they're offering sanctuary, but something's wrong. They're not all there.
Yeah,
they're cannibals. They're doing something crazy. But this is
They're gonna in the next movie. It's gonna be like they're making monkey human hybrids or something like that. Or
I hope
human hybrids.
They don't jump the shark like that.
I feel like it's gonna be some weird experimentation that's going on.
I don't think so. But
I wonder what it's gonna be though.
I'm not gonna say anything then.
Okay,
because I do know a little bit, but I'm not gonna say anything.
I knew nothing about it.
Okay. And it's just the last one, so it'll be just a one movie.
Is it? There's no. Does it tie it up, or there's no more coming out? As far as we know.
Yeah, as far as I know. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. No, but I know nothing.
My problem with the newer one is, I think the apes and like the acting and the story around the apes was very, very well done, and technically so. Like all these different apes had personalities, and you really see it. But my issue was the human part. And the writing was so rote and so boring, hackneyed, like typical dialogue. There was just nothing to the characters, to me at least, of the humans whatsoever.
I agree with you, but I also think that might be not a strength of the movie.
Yeah, okay. But, like, it wasn't focused on them.
I don't know about you guys, but I thought the apes were so much more vivid in this movie than in the previous movie.
Well,
we got to spend so much more time with them. We saw a lot more of apes interacting with other apes, which takes a lot of the uncanny valley-ness out of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we spent very little time with the human characters.
Yes.
To your point, that's exactly what you're saying.
Maybe, you're right. They're not the focus of the film.
Right.
But, there were scenes where, especially with, like, the doctor lady, where I'm like, okay, she's going to walk out, and they're going to be like, is he going to be okay? And she's going to go, he's lost a lot of blood. And she walks out, and the kid goes, is he going to be okay? And she goes, he's lost a lot of blood. There were like two scenes like that where I'm like, if you've ever seen ER or anything like that, or just any scene where like a doctor's trying to save somebody, they have these like just go down the list of the same lines we use in every movie and every TV show. It was really boring.
Well, other than the main character, main human character.
John Connor?
Sure, John Connor.
It's John Connor.
Other than the guy who relates to the AIDS, our Taylor, our Colonel Taylor.
Yeah.
Other than his John character... Connor. All the other and his immediate family, they got a little bit of characterization.
A little bit.
Most of the other characters were so just like spackled on that they're not characters. They're MacGuffins in this movie.
Yeah. They're just plot.
The bad guy. He's going to blow things up because
loose
he's bad.
Cannon, hateful guy.
They're plot movers.
Because he's not even the bad guy. The bad guy is Koba.
Yeah.
The story is about how the apes learn to deal with the fact that
Yeah.
Apes are just as bad as humans are.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there's the... Who's the guy who plays the bad guy? You'd know his name.
What?
The guy who plays the bad guy.
Oh, I don't know. It was like some random guy that I didn't really know.
What? He's Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, the bad guy, human. I was like...
Right. Yeah. Oh, no, not Koba, sorry.
Yeah. I was like, it's just some guy who's like a mocap actor. But right. Gary Oldman, of course.
Gary Oldman, who is normally such a charismatic character, actor...
He had nothing to work with in this movie.
And he wasn't supposed to because he was almost a red herring.
Yeah.
I mean, he blew something up in the end, which wasn't great.
Yeah.
But the real battle was with Koba.
Yeah.
True.
Right?
The humans were almost incidental.
Listen, this movie was over 2 hours long. If you put more human shit in, I think you might have been.
It was a long one.
It was a long one. The next one's even longer.
And it was like...
No, I think this might have been the longest one. Pretty close, though.
The last hour, and this is where it just started losing me.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies where... Like I do enjoy a good action scene, but the last hour of this movie was just action.
Yeah,
it was just straight action. And I looked because it started, and they started the final battle where. And I looked and I'm like, this seems super early. And I literally paused the movie and I was like, how much time do I? I was like, oh, I'm only an hour and 15 minutes into this movie.
Yeah,
and I was like, this is definitely the final battle.
And
fuck,
it's gonna
I'm
be
gonna
45
be,
minutes long.
And it was
And they spatter it with some additional exposition scenes.
Mm-hmm.
They try to break it up, but it did.
I don't think it was
effective. Drag.
Yeah, it dragged
a lot.
Yeah. Like the last one dragged in the middle. This one dragged at the end.
But the Battle for the Planet of the Apes, the fifth episode of the original, I didn't think dragged too much.
No, it was 90 minutes, so it really couldn't.
I think it was less.
There was no way for
that
to drag.
It was 90 minutes with credits.
That's true.
It was 90 minutes with credits.
Yeah, that was a succinct movie.
It was definitely, I feel like, going to be a
made-for-TV
movie.
Thank you. It felt like a made-for-TV movie.
And then
they
were like,
we got wide distribution. Let's put it in theaters.
Yeah, that's what I feel like happened.
That's how I feel like it.
The budget would indicate. All the tree houses.
Dude,
it was so
bad. So
cheap.
They used the same shot of like one of them blowing up twice. Because they didn't have the budget to blow up.
Yeah, no. It's the Star Trek budget. They reuse the same battle over and over and over again, and the same Cardassian ship exploding. I really liked in this. It's like a little thing, but I really liked the way they did it in the new movie. Was the way that they apes talked and communicated with each other.
That was fantastic.
Was
much better.
Like you could tell, they were forcing out words. Like they were just learning words, and so like they didn't go the route of like all the apes can talk now because they're super smart.
Yeah,
they're learning how to talk, and they were like. Methodical, slow, like lurching speech, which I thought was a really good characterization.
Yeah, I was worried because in the beginning they were still doing a lot of.
And I told
language.
You, I think they talk more in this, and I also was like, oh, I guess they don't,
and then they do,
kind of do, yeah.
And those scenes between apes are really good because again, you're not as much in that uncanny valley as when they're interacting with humans,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And they are doing a really good job of the CGI artists and the actors who do the motion capture.
The difference with this one, I read, is that. All the mocap was not done in a studio. They did it on location.
Oh,
so when they're like in the forest acting against these apes, their people in ping pong suits are there acting with them. So yeah, that was. They said it was really bad, but it like everybody just started to reek. But
you know what I didn't like?
What
I didn't like the Koba assassinates Caesar and blames it on the humans.
Yeah, I was confused in that because maybe just because it was too dark. But like I was like,
it was
how
also
did they not see?
A lot of the footage was very dark and
it takes place. I mean, it fucking takes place in a forest. So a lot of it is.
But it was also just a little bit too spot on. Like Koba was going to assess it, and the humans did it. Like now we blame the humans. It's like okay,
it seemed too easy.
Yeah, it was very much too easy. Yeah. Very much too easy. It worked for the movie. It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine.
Yeah,
but I just felt like you could have been a little more creative with how you were going to do that. How many times have we seen that?
Yeah.
And then Caesar's son learns the truth and we have to, but Caesar, he's got to come back but not all the apes will follow him. And they did it well, but they're just so rehash.
Yes.
It's very,
we've seen before.
Cliched. Like it's very cliched.
That's how I felt throughout this too. A lot of the beats were.
It didn't take risks. I think the movie.
Yes.
It was.
Correct.
So it was a solid movie, but it was just
it was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah,
but it was not a movie that took any risks, and
no.
It didn't have
improvement
a lot to say.
Over the last one, or no? Did you like the James Franco one better?
I was more compelled by this one because of the inter-ape drama.
I liked it better too.
Yeah, Like, that's what held me, gripped me.
This
no James Franco, though.
Aside, no, he didn't even know he was in this.
No French Stewart.
No French Stewart.
He's not in it either.
John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
Well, they all died, but yeah.
French Stewart's dead?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God.
The whole Simeon cast Flew. Of Third Rock.
Simeon Flew.
Whole cast of Third Rock.
Yeah. All
the,
dead.
But no, the Simeon Flew did get it. They go back to the house, obviously, yeah. later. Yeah. And that's what Christine said. They're like, she's like, halfway through before they go back, she's like, are they going to talk about that at all?
Yeah.
And then, of course, they do. You see the portrait. He goes to the window. He used to like, I thought those were all nice
little
tie-ins.
It was nice, yeah.
I like how they use that symbol as like a little...
You didn't need James Franco making a cameo.
No. His on
flashback
tiny camera cameo was just enough.
Yeah.
They didn't want to pay.
Right.
They didn't
want
to pay
that.
Him. That's what happened.
That was subtle enough that I didn't remember it, so that's good.
They didn't want to pay him.
True, right? You think that was leftover footage?
I think it was. Because he literally said he didn't know he was in this movie.
No way.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. They used footage from the previous movie.
They have to pay him for that?
I think so.
After he found out, I'm sure they did.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. I'm excited for the next one, I guess.
Definitely an improvement over the last one. Still just...
It was just... But the story... I don't know.
There was a lot of stuff I liked, though. Like
there was.
When Kobo was acting like a silly ape.
I love
that. That was really
I
good.
I fucking love that.
Yeah.
And he just fucking
blasts. And he just like blasts him.
Yeah.
Priceless. Yeah. And super dark.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, super dark, but in a very funny fucking way.
Like, oh, I
laughed. Yeah, no, I laughed.
They're apes with guns. Like, it's funny.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Even the whole ending where he just takes two, like, saws. He's got, like, two mountain machines. He's like, ah!
And you know what? A chimpanzee could probably
could.
Hold
yeah,
both of them. But it was so, like, Rambo cheese ball.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I was just like, oh, really? Yeah. As soon as he picked up the two submachine guns, I was like, oh,
yeah.
No.
They were like, no,
light machine guns.
LMGs,
sorry if you're
yeah.
listening, Darren. That was my
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. It was the whole battle, like you said, Jay, was just...
It dragged, too. It really did.
But I do think they did a good job of going with their thematic thing, again, from same thing as Episode 5. I'm just going to call it Episode 5. we got to fight like apes. When they were coming in with the guns and everything, it was like, okay, this is working, but there's a lot of apes dying. And then when they started like really like heaving themselves, like taking over the tanks and stuff, and
that
pulling
was
people
cool
out
shot.
Of shit.
That was
a cool
shot where they just
and
left,
it collides.
They left that mounted. They left the shot is just mounted on the turret of this tank, and it's just spinning.
Very cool
around
shot.
All the destruction. That was a well done shot. That was one of the few times you're like, oh, that's an interesting frame.
But
like,
the thing is, we got. Got it.
Yeah,
and then it went on for 45 more minutes.
Yes, it did.
Oh, they're right. The humans can't, compensate because they've never seen anything like this. And
the whole like blowing up the building thing. I don't know. That part I was like,
oh,
it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
There was no talk
about. Like, oh, I've rigged the building for explosives for some reason.
And what building is this? There's a construction thing above that. We never even talked about this.
Like you naturally do when you settle a new place, you rig every building with explosives.
Well, it seemed like they had just done it in defense.
I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
It was just a very dumb scene.
If you're gonna have your final battle in this climactic location, you should mention it before you get there.
It didn't add anything.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You're right.
It just changed the course of the battle. You expected them to level the building. I expected them to level the building with
that.
Was their plan.
Oh, it did nothing.
It did absolutely nothing for the plot except off-kilter the fight a little bit.
Yeah.
It did. That's all it did. And it provided an opening for Caesar to get.
Oh, we got some ape kung fu in this. There was like I was pleased with like the stylistic like he was taking Caesar was taking kidney shots. There was a difference between Koba's like thrashing ape like movements and Caesar had
was
a
like
much
strategic,
more
defined.
It was like the Hulk versus Thanos. It was very much you could see the difference in their approaches. I thought that was good.
That was
especially
a good point,
after Thade came out with his star daggers that were useless.
This guy, like as I was watching, I was like, Koba is a character that should have been Thade in that
piece
of shit. Yes,
Christine said that too. She's like, this is Thade's like great great grandfather or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was a much better villain. He was good.
And so well done, even though he was so predictably the villain, even from the last movie.
Yeah.
He's this, I mean, just the way they designed that character model.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Looks menacing.
Well, even in the beginning, he's like, human do this. Human do this.
Human work. Yeah, and he points to
human
like,
work.
All the scars
and
shit.
I liked
that
but
good.
You were immediately like, oh, this is kill
jaded.
All humans. Yeah, he's not.
Here's the other thing. I thought this was really neat. That Koba is the only ape, as far as I know, in the group who doesn't owe his intelligence to Caesar.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Because the government was experimenting on Koba.
He was essentially the first one, yeah.
And Caesar fed the gas to all of his friends at the asylum, the ape asylum,
but
and then freed
there.
The mm-hmm. zoo apes. Mm-hmm. So they all owe their allegiance to Caesar. Koba was, he was government experiment.
Right. And that's why he was his right-hand man. Like, that's why they were...
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So. Even the other Alf, Rocket, even Rocket was with Caesar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, all the OG apes, including... the gorilla, who are we meant to assume is the same gorilla?
The orangutan lived, we know that, but...
They made a big deal about the gorilla as if he was part of the original five.
Yeah, but no, that...
But I thought that gorilla died.
It's gotta be a different one, because that one definitely did die.
Right? Yeah. In the helicopter crash?
Sacrificing himself for the helicopter? Yeah,
yeah, he definitely died in the crash.
Right? I thought so, too. And yet there was this very prominent gorilla who seemed to represent the gorillas.
Maybe it was just, that was it, I think. It was just supposed to represent the gorillas.
Felt like another, like, McDonald's. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They're like, we could, this is that gorilla's brother.
Ooh, we killed off a gorilla,
it's
we
like
need
poetry,
a
poetry. It rhymes.
Yeah. So late.
But I thought it was good in certain respects. It was just average in most parts, though.
I would watch them both, honestly.
I would watch them both.
If you've come this far, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. If you are eight movies in with us,
like, I think you've already watched
them. Not watching them.
Yeah. Like, no, no.
Get ready for nine next week.
You owe it yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Finish the fight.
Yes.
They're both worth a watch. I would. The only thing that I think sucks about the remake or the whatever, the Handy Circus one, is that it just does drag in the middle a little bit too much, and you feel like all the CGI, there's so much CGI coming at you, you're like,
there is. There's a lot.
It's a little
bit. It's getting better, but.
I thought it was a little bit seizure-inducing. Jay, what did you think? That's our seizure.
I
expert.
Did not have a seizure.
Okay. All right. So
not seizure.
Mark, Jay approved. We're gonna start putting.
I
a
am
seal.
The seizure decider.
The seal is just gonna be you, just with a big thumbs up, like the Buddy Christ. It's gonna be like seizure approved.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it was interesting. I'm excited to see the end of this at this point.
Well, you apparently know a little bit about what's happened, but
I just know I just know like a couple of.
I don't want any spoilers.
And that's it.
I don't want any spoilers either.
I'm not gonna say shit. Yeah.
Which I guess is a good thing because it means we're invested.
Yeah, it does. I guess so.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel invested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
After the first movie, maybe. After the second movie, definitely.
Yeah.
And after the episode five, it's just like, wow, that was a good place to end it.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Now we're in the dangling participle of the series.
Right, which I don't know. That we're in fresh territory.
Yeah.
Untreaded ground. What are they going to do?
I don't know.
They've got no source material to work from.
We
know what happened to the Game of Thrones guys.
Oh,
when that
God.
Happened.
Still too soon. Still too soon.
Well, let's be hopeful. All right, guys. Watch both of these movies, and we'll see you next week for the last Andy Serkis Planet of the Apes, which is called...
Rise?
No. We did that already.
Dawn?
No, we did that this week.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure it's... Wait, Rise was last week.
You're the
week.
One who mapped this all out. I gave you. We gave you props.
I know the names. I know these movies exist.
Well,
I just don't know the names.
What are we doing next week? Now, just tell me the movie, Brandon.
Jay?
It is... Come on, internet.
I'm leaving all this in.
You bastard. We just watched Dawn, right?
Probably. I don't know. Don't you know?
Hold the fuck up.
Aren't you the expert?
Chill the fuck up.
Can't you see 1, 2, 3?
Brandon,
hold
had this,
on.
And now I'm like,
War.
I know.
It's called War.
Oh,
War for the Planet of the Apes.
What is
Jesus.
It good for?
Absolutely nothing. Say it again next week, y'all.
All right. We'll see you then. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.